Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lakhit Piris. We have our limitations in terms of cricket because there is a limitation in the international arena. But of course, in Zimbabwe, the second test is on between Zimbabwe and New Zealand. Zimbabwe bowled out for 125, a poor performance by the host team. And New Zealand end day one on a high in just 39 overs. They were 174 runs for the loss of one wicket. And here in Colombo at the SSC, Sri Lanka Blues 143 bowled out and Greens get there with 4 wickets to spare, 144 for 6, and they win by 4 wickets. The feature being Chamika Karunaratne 47 not out and Kamindu Mendis 38. None of the other stars were impressive in the first game. And today's game at the SSC is Sri Lanka Greys versus Blues. Gates will open at 12:30 in the afternoon. Entry is free of charge, so please do patronize. Right, quickly on to the rugby arena. Well, it's all focused in Kandy, isn't it? Where St. Peter's will take on Trinity. And this, in fact, is the 80th match. These two schools have played rugby since 1933. My God, that's fantastic, isn't it? They have been traditional rivals for long periods of time. But the feature, though, is after the match, like I made mention yesterday, I want to remind you that the Dialogue Champion Trophy will be handed over to Trinity College, who win this trophy after 38 long years. And of course, also Nithavala comes into focus on Saturday as they will be seeing the trophy, the bowl trophy being handed over to St. Anthony's, who had a wonderful latter season. And they, of course, St. Anthony's will be playing Mahanama College. And the trophy for St. Anthony's for winning the bowl will be handed over soon after the match. That's it from me and Lakhit Piris. I'm going to spin you a very old record. It's time to see and listen to what old music was. And our feature is Harry Belafonte.